resolution expressing appreciation for Mr. Fred Watt. Bear with me, this is rather long. But it's a reflection of maybe the distinguished career and the footprint and the efforts that Fred has brought to us. So here we go.
Come on up.
Fred, you look better already.
Don't take long.
You're happy, relaxed.
All right, buckle up, Buttercup. Here we go. All right. The members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, wish to thank Fred Black for his 31 years of dedicated service to the people and water resources of the state of California, staff of the Regional Water Board. And whereas, because Fred's family settled in Sonoma County in 1958, visiting the Sonoma coast, fishing the Russian River, and camping on the Eel, Fred cares deeply for the entire North Coast region, working to protect all watersheds and beneficial uses. And whereas Fred grew up on the east side of Santa Rosa, where he embraced an early love for racing bicycles around the streets of Rincon Valley, in his retirement, he would likely be seeking to reclaim his former cycling title as one of the fastest single-speed cyclists in the entire zip code. Awesome. And whereas words that describe Fred include intuitive, decisive, original, thoughtful, insightful, smart, honest, diligent, loyal, confident, dependable, approachable, strong leader, and organized, reliable, trusted confidant, focused on patterns and possibilities with a clear view towards the future. And whereas his studies at UC Davis in limnology and ecology, along with research related to lake ecology at Castle Lake Research Station near Mount Shasta, prepared him for his productive career with the water boards. At the Central Valley Regional Board in 1987, Fred began his service working on toxicity analysis in the Sacramento River, then later that same year landed a position at the State Board on Enforcement of Prop 65, the Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act. In 1988, Fred moved to the Lahontan Regional Board in Tahoe to work in the planning unit, managing the 319H program, grants for stream and habitat restoration, review and inspection and timber harvest plans, technical writing and research for the basin plan, meeting with rancher groups and federal land managers to regulate grazing in the Eastern Sierras, reporting on septic effluent interactions at Twin Lakes and Mono County, and overseeing water quality efforts of rotenone used to remove non-native fish in El Dorado and Alpine County streams. And whereas recruited to the North Coast Regional Board by Bob Clamp in 1998, Fred's first assignment was to work under the Sonoma County Water Agency grant to determine if our basin plan water quality objectives were protective of endangered salmon and steelhead in the Russian River watershed. In 1999, he was promoted to senior of the North Timber Unit, which was later recognized in 2009 for the Group Achievement Award by Executive Officer Catherine Coleman, who wrote, quote, "For unfettered diligence in protecting our waters from impacting associated with timber harvesting operations in the face of long drives, longer days, inclement weather, and many times vigorous opposing arguments and harsh criticisms, I applaud your enthusiasm, dedication, and commitment for the protection of sensitive aquatic resources," end quote. And whereas, in 2012, Fred was promoted to the division chief of the Non-Point Source and Surface Water Protection Division, supervising 3 seniors and 19 technical staff. In his capacity, his tasks and oversight was broad and complex, challenges that Fred met with apparent ease. A few programmatic highlights include reviewing, permitting, and enforcing timber harvest on private and public lands, stream restoration project review, and Clean Water Act Section 401 permitting on private, public, and Caltrans projects, dairy regulation, U.S. Forest Service grazing regulation, and development and implementation of watershed WDRs, such as for the Elk River. In addition, Fred earned a reputation as a seasoned advisor on draft legislation and was a valuable member of the leadership team implementing AB 1492, the bill that initiated the Timber Regulation and Forest Restoration Fund program. And whereas Fred served as a reliable and competent leader, to those who served under him, maintaining a pragmatic and informed approach to regulating the waters of the North Coast. And whereas Fred is an avid outdoorsman, mountain biker, hiker, camper, skier, golfer, fisherman, kayaker, sightseer, and a lover of good food and drink. No one is more diligent tracking on his Excel spreadsheet his miles trekked, competing against himself each month. Ask him how was his weekend, and you will get a chronological play-by-play of his many activities. And despite his very full life, working full-time at the Regional Water Boards, Fred's a dedicated family man with a wife many of us know and love, two grown children now in college. Regardless, Sherry tells us he always found time to do his honeydew list tasks of gardening, plumbing, electrical, carpentry projects around the house, as well as building the feeders to the delight of wild birds. And whereas our teacher and mentor, Mr. Rajiv Singh Gill, would be proud of all that Freddie helped accomplish, we are indebted to Fred, incredibly grateful for his wit, impeccable judgment, and service to the Regional Water Board, and hope that it is okay that we continue from time to time to request his advice or ask him to review a draft report. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the North Coast Regional Water Control Board wish to express their sincere appreciation for Fred's distinguished service to the Regional Water Board and the people of the state of California. Dude, you killed it.
Thank you very much for that, for everybody for putting that together and for the recognition. I've got to say, I never imagined when I first started working as a student intern at Region 5 that my career would take this path and I'd end up here before you, retiring today with the accomplishments that some of that you've mentioned. It's been a long journey, 31 years, as you said. And there was a lot of people that supported me along the way that I owe thanks to. And you mentioned Ranjit Gill. He is one of them. He was my first supervisor at the Lahontan region. I learned a lot from Ranjit. We were both scientists and had a love for the outdoors. And he played a big role in my development and learning water quality protection, the basin plan, and other aspects of the job. Bob Clamp was another person that I admired, that took me in and hired me to the Santa Rosa North Coast region. And Matt St. John for hiring me as a division chief. I really appreciated that. It gave me an opportunity to work at another level, if you will, to help run the office, help develop policy. And there's many staff that were also along the way that helped out. I was very fortunate as a division chief to have really great seniors in Dean Pratt, Steve Barston, Jim Burke, and Jonathan Warmerdam. They made my life a lot easier, and their staff was also exceptional in getting things done and staying on track. And it, again, made my work as division chief easier and allowed me to focus on other things that needed my attention, which was very beneficial. I also would like to thank my fellow colleague, Sherry Blatt, and my wife, for all her support throughout all these years. We've been working together most of the 31 years. There was a few years where we had children and Sherry wasn't working, but for most of the time we worked together. Which is kind of a special treat to be able to see your wife at work and go to lunch occasionally. And we had to curtail our discussions at dinner sometimes to make sure we didn't talk about work so we could get a break from it. And our kids didn't really want to hear about it either, I don't think. And we were pretty successful at doing that, keeping work at work and home time for home time. So I was also very fortunate, I think, to have good board members that supported the projects that we brought forward and polished them up to put that final touch on them and make them complete, if you will. Both at Lahontan, we had good board members, and at North Coast, I've had felt fortunate to have really good board members that supported us and helped us get our products to our policies and permits to a really good place, so thank you for that. In retirement, I set my record last month for my biggest workout in like 3 or 4 or 5 years. I track my hours and my miles and number of activities, and the Monday that I wasn't working, I was on my bike pounding out 15 miles, and we continued that, and I actually started to get back into shape, which feels really good, because I'd neglected working out a little bit. The job just took so much out of me. I was get home and just kind of be tired. So I'm back on my bike, riding a lot and hiking. It feels good. And I'd be happy to come back. I've let staff know, and my the seniors know, and Jonathan know, and Matt, that if there's something that could use my attention, use my input on, I'd be happy to come back and consult briefly, you know, just especially the projects that I'm involved with that I didn't quite get to finish up that are kind of midstream. So again, I thank you for the recognition, and I never imagined I'd have such a career. I didn't aspire to be anything other than just a solid worker for the protection of the water quality. And turns out that had 31 years of that, and became a division chief and was able to help out on a number of different levels. And it's the recognition you gave me makes it feel all the more satisfying of what I was able to do and how I was able to help. And again, thank you very much for the recognition. Thank you, everybody.
Well, Fred, first, thank you, right?
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. That ends my presentation. Are there any questions?
No, really. I mean, I've said it before when I've seen other staff members retire and walk out that door. I'm always amazed. 31 years is quite a chunk of life. Certainly looking in the rearview mirror, and just the words can't express the things you've had your fingerprint on along with others here. I think you've made quite a difference. I think all staff here make quite a difference in the white world. Certainly something to be proud of. Your service to the state of California and the resources that we have, certainly in the North Coast, really shows, Fred. And job well done. Thank you very much for your service to this whole machine.
Thank you. You know, I thought about how did this happen? And the one thing a couple of things I stumbled onto, I guess, are that just keep being involved, being really engaged in what you're doing at work and caring about it and being inquisitive about things and looking for solutions that are outside of the box. That was part of what maybe got me to the career I had, was just being really engaged in what you're doing and seeking out all the information you can and turning over all the rocks and stones and just being curious and just being engaged really is a helpful thing, I think. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a copy of that resolution?
We do.
Hector, I'm going to pass this your way.
There's a resolution. Hector needs to sign it. Greg's not here, so we got, of course, a resolution for you.
Yeah.
It's something to put on your wall. And by the way, Freddie, if you get done with that honeydew list, I think it's about 9 or 10 miles when you get
to mine. It could be a part of a bike ride.
I'm going to work meter for you.
Thank that.
There you go, sir.
Okay. I'll be able to get back. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Fred. Yep. It's awesome.